Yep.
We'll go ahead and call this meeting to order for July 12th. If everybody would please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
And gentlemen, remove your caps if you have. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have everybody here today. We have the public comment section, but there are no items on the agenda for today. So we'll move to agenda item number 3, approval of minutes for April 12th, 2022. April 12th and May 10th, sorry.
I move that we approve the minutes for April 12th and May 10th.
All in favor for approving those minutes?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. And then we'll have the approval for the agenda for today, July 12th, 2022.
I motion that we approve the agenda for July 12th.
All in favor of the approval?
Aye.
Passes in affirmative. We'll move to informational items. Do we have a report from Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department?
I don't really have a report for you this month, but thank you.
Thanks for being here. Do we have someone from Metro today? No. We'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Schools. The only thing that we have, we just finished up credit retrieval yesterday, and we had a group come out to help do physicals for the kids. So we got a good majority of our athletes got their physicals, and we're prepping for fall sports, football and volleyball.
When does school start?
It starts August 8th. But I know sports are starting the week before that, I believe, so the sports practices. How's the high school going? They're working on stuff. So yeah, they say it's supposed to be done by winter break. So wow. I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm being optimistic for spring break.
Winter break 2024.
they're saying by the end of this year, but it'll be a little bit later. But yeah, no, things are coming along. So this will probably be our last football season at Keystone. And there's a possibility that we could have baseball up on campus this year, depending on if they finish when they
I still want to finish. Grazing rights from the football field at Keystone.
All right, we'll receive a report from Clark County Parks and Rec.
Okay, the only thing that she, sorry.
Parks and Rec. Jump the gun. That's okay.
I was ready.
We have open rec, and they have been coming out from Las Vegas to staff that. So occasionally they don't show up like today, but they couldn't get here because of the freeway. So we're planning a movie in September.
And I know for Parks and Rec basketball and volleyball, the gym floor is being redone, so the gym's going to be down for the next few weeks.
Already?
What's that?
Already?
The gym floor? They usually redo it every year. Strip it down, make it pretty. It needs it by the end of a year because they do PE in there as well. All right, do we have anybody from Valley Electric? All right, and Megan's not here, but I know Ellie has some items from Clark County Administrative Services.
The only thing that we have is Family Dollar is looking at finishing in September and hopefully opening on Halloween.
All right, we do not have any planning and zone. Oh.
Can I, Ellie, did she tell you anything about the veterinary services?
That was it.
Okay. Sorry to disturb you.
No. We do not have any planning and zoning items. We do not have any general business. So we'll move to the comments by general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up and clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If a member of the council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by majority vote. Do you have any public comments?
Thank you guys for being here.
Well, thank you guys for being here. No. Like I said, I'd rather come and not have anything, but still try to be here. And obviously last month we were out because of the election and we didn't have enough for a quorum. I was helping to work with the election with Megan and a couple people were out.
Yes? Can I say something about Republic Services?
I don't know.
The role I am with them?
But you have 3 minutes.
Oh, good. All right. My name is Maria Petros, and I live off of Bluestone and Potomac. And last week, the garbage man decided to unload their truck on my street. And so my son and I picked it up because they refused to come out and pick it up. And it was two of those big garbage cans full of garbage. And it was not from Sandy Valley. They were nice enough to bring me an invitation from Wood Springs to their 4th of July picnic or whatever they were having over there. And I got somebody else's mail, and I got somebody was working on their car. I mean, there's all kinds of garbage in there. And when I talked to the gentleman, I called all the way to Phoenix. She put me through and had somebody call from here. That guy was rude. He said, I told him, I said, you know, I have proof that this came from Wood Springs because I have somebody's mail in there. And he says, well, what do you want me to do? Deliver it to the guy? So anyway, I'm going to make them very much aware that dumping on public land is punishable by 6 months in jail or $1,000 fine. So I am going to pursue this because they just didn't dump on me. And when I talked to the garbage man, it was the recycling man, he came by and he says to me, I says, are you responsible for that? He says, yeah, well, I saw it coming out of my truck and I called my supervisor. But he told me that he didn't have a mechanic to come and fix it because apparently the door in the back was broken. He told me to go somewhere, dump the truck, I don't know where he dumped it, and fix it myself. That is not acceptable. So I'm going to pursue this because, and other people have been complaining that there's just stuff being dumped all over instead of picking up garbage. These people are throwing garbage around, and we don't need any more garbage in our community. The end.
And I know if Megan were here, she would probably say if you contact her, she probably has the contacts for who to get in when we've had issues with them in the past, so that may be an avenue to...
Well, I contact her because I have her email. Okay. So I was livid. I was livid because his answer was, well, you know, I'm going to come out with the guys on Friday. And I said, well, you need to send somebody out before that. You know, this is Tuesday after the holiday. And he says, well, I can't do that. I don't have the manpower. I said, well, what about you coming out and picking up? Oh, no, I can't do it. What are you going to do on Friday? Are you going to pick up the garbage on Friday? Oh, no, we don't have the manpower for that. We have the manpower to dump it, but you don't have the manpower to clean it up.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm livid.
Do we have any other comments for the public?
Well, I have a comment. So thank you all for being here. This is your community at work here, and your voice is really important to us. Thank you. And as you see, we have an open position on our board. And that has been empty for a long time. So we'd really like to get that filled. And this is a nonpartisan. I think we all pretend, that, not pretend, but we try to be very neutral up here. There's no party politics going on up here. And we need people.
I believe we do have a replacement. I just don't know who.
I know there was something in the works, so.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I spoke to Megan about my interest in it. She said that someone was already hit.
So I have to find out.
She mentioned that I think last meeting as well, that there was someone and they were in the mix of it, so.
If you have any more information.
So we need to figure that out. I've heard
of that. Yeah, he's
doing it. Well, thank you for applying.
All right. Christine?
This has nothing.
on the third Saturday of every month for the next 3 months. So on the 16th, on the 20th, and on the 17th of this month, August and September. It's $10. It'll be at the community church. You don't have to bring anything but $10. You'll go home with a canned jar of something and hopefully knowledge and definitely the recipes with step-by-steps to do it. And I would like to do it without charging, but in this economy, I can't afford to do that. So.
Time?
10 a.m.
Can you put that on the community
board? It is on all the community boards, but I'm just speaking it out loud here.
Cool. Thank you.
Gwen, you should come. She taught me to camp.
I'll be in the senior pancake breakfast serving on the 16th until 10, 11 something. And yeah, y'all should come to that. This Saturday from 8 to 10:30, pancakes and eggs or biscuits and gravy. It's really yummy. Mm-hmm. And you'll see lots of smiling faces.
Is it every third?
It's every third Saturday.
Shoot.
Yep.
So maybe I'll change my time, not this week, not this time, but in August, so that one doesn't conflict. I'm sorry.
That's okay. They can still come to the breakfast and then go to
It's 8 o'clock and then go to the canning at 10.
That's easy.
And so what time is it? It's this Saturday. It's this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the church.
All right. Do we have any other comments? All right, our next meeting will be on August 9th. This meeting is adjourned. Might have set a record there.
I got Riley.
Oh, did you? Okay. Well, so you can either upload it or you can have her give it to me.
I not to kind of wood.
I grew up on Star Trek. Yeah, it's always the right person to talk.